This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's presented by Garrison Building Supply. Well, Thanksgiving tomorrow, a lot of cooking going on. And sometimes cooking involves smoke, which sometimes involves fire, which brings in the Roseburg Fire Department Fire Chief Brian Jewell. Thanks for coming in this morning.
You're welcome.
So, I guess this time of year is like kind of a big day for people having sort of hiccups with their cooking, which causes issues. It brings in you guys.
That's right, Kyle. Thanksgiving is the single leading day for house fires in America, with Christmas Day being second and Christmas Eve being third.
Wow. Now, obviously, a lot of people are, you know, cooking. There's more going on. I woke up this morning to find that my wife had been up late cooking already, getting things started, and house starting to have that great smell and stuff. But when fires this time of year sometimes can really get out of control in a hurry.
Yeah, that's right. And one of the things that we're trying to talk to the community about is before you start cooking, just have a plan of how to do that safely. A lot of times, as we know, on Thanksgiving, we're trying to entertain friends and family, and maybe we have something going in the oven and on the stovetop, and maybe a turkey fryer outside, and it's easy to get distracted and forget that we have something cooking, and that's when fires can occur. So we're reminding everyone to make sure that you use timers while you're cooking, pay attention, and don't leave your items cooking unattended during the holiday.
One of the things that I've seen over time happen, or at least almost happen, is people are working in the kitchen, and especially now with a lot of the newer construction where you've got sort of like open to the family room and dining area and that kind of thing, is you've got stuff all over the place, and sometimes you forget that like your mitts or maybe the paper towels are right next to the stove. Talk about that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Kyle. It's easy to leave things around the area you're cooking, and so we're asking everyone to make sure your stovetop, your turkey fryer, anything you're cooking with is clear of items that could catch fire. Also, when you're in the kitchen or around what you're cooking, you can be watching and making sure those items aren't around and can't catch fire.
One of the things on the list that your agency put out was one that kind of caught my attention. Don't use the oven or stovetop if you're sleepy or have consumed alcohol.
Absolutely, and that's actually a very serious concern, is a lot of times people will fall asleep or forget, and that's when fires occur within the home.
Wow. Now, what about you got younger kids around? What should you be doing?
Sure, that's something we see in our house with our little kids at home. A lot of times, kids can get into the items you're cooking. They can, you know, they want to run around mom or dad's feet and hang onto your legs, which can cause you to spill what you're cooking or tip over a frying pan, something like that, and cause injuries or fire. So we suggest that you keep kids or even animals, toys, and clutter out of your cooking area. What we like to do in our house is one parent cooks, the other distracts the kids and goes and plays with them and keeps them out of the area where the parent's cooking.
Well, even when you're cooking, I mean, you might have knives around or, you know, some kind of lighter or something like that. That's, you know, can be a kid issue too.
It absolutely can. So we're reminding people to keep those out of reach of children and in safe locations.
And this next one, I mean, they were talking about this when I was young, which apparently was a long time ago. Keeping matches away from kids.
Absolutely. We want to keep those away from our kids.
This is still a problem, apparently.
This is still a problem when you and I were kids, and it is now. So, obviously, kids can get into things and are curious, and so we want to make sure you're keeping those away from your kiddos.
And with holidays and you got guests there, sometimes there's extra baggage. Maybe people even having luggage around and things like that. And if your place isn't that big, you've got stuff kind of stacked in. That could be an issue too, I imagine.
It can, for tripping, for catching fire. And again, little kids at home, you're going to see toys scattered throughout the house. And just make sure those are cleared of the areas you have to walk or cook.
So Thanksgiving, three times the daily average for house fires caused by cooking.
That's right, and it does make sense because everyone across America is cooking within the home and entertaining, and like we said, a lot of times people are cooking in multiple locations at the same time.
And one of the other things here that I'm interested in is how cooking actually is related to causing almost half of home fires.
That's correct.
Man, I wouldn't have thought it was that high.
It is.
All right. Other things that people ought to remember as they get ready for tomorrow?
Other things to get ready. Just have fun. Please pay attention to what you're cooking. Have a plan before you cook. Something really important that I like to stress to everyone is that, you know, our possessions can be replaced, but you can't and your family can't. So unless you can control a fire quickly and immediately, just get everybody out of the house. Call us. That's what we're here for. And we want to just make sure that you all have a safe and happy Thanksgiving.
All right, Fire Marshal Brian Jewell from the Roseburg Fire Department, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks, Kyle.
8:37, and it's a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.